嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。那平时你是不是经常说 good, very good, or great?经常这样说多无聊啊。那今天呢，我们就要教教大家不同的方法在英语里面怎么表达好、非常好、很好这个概念。
Hi guys, this is Connor. Yeah, good and great we say too many times. It just gets boring a little bit. So we're going to try to look at some other ways to say that.
对，那今天所有的这些 other ways, 这些 alternatives 呢，我们都会放在相关的微信文字推送里面。大家既可以听音频，又可以对照查看，学习效果会更加的好。所以不要忘了关注我们的公众号，开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。Now, Connor, 其实 before we go into today's show, I want to talk about this phrase, from good to great.
Yeah, this is a common expression in, like, business. It just means you're getting better, right?
对，好像就有什么 business books, 这种 self-help books, 就叫 from good to great.
Yeah, great and awesome.
Oh, there you go, awesome. Yeah. 今天我们第一个要教大家的 alternative, a different expression,其实就是 awesome.
Yeah, awesome is a great alternative to good and great. We use it in so many ways. Like you could say, let's grab lunch together. Awesome.
I emailed you the proposal.
Awesome.
对，我觉得就是北美人吧，不管是美国还是加拿大啊，就是大家口语里面可能用的最多的 even more than good or great is awesome.
Right, like awesome idea.
对，因为 awesome 听起来it sounds more exciting than good or great or very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
如果大家查字典 if you look the word up in the dictionary, awesome means really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if someone did a good job, butBetter than that, you could say awesome job.
对，或者别人有一个很好的 idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's an awesome idea.
For sure, yeah.
但是 awesome 呢，我觉得大家也要注意那个 tone of voice.
Yeah, we can use it sarcastically sometimes.
Sarcastically 就是比较讽刺的，或者我说就是觉得说反话 you mean the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we need to work this Saturday. Awesome.
礼拜六要加班。Awesome.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, it does not mean awesome.
对，但我觉得 it's actually easy to distinguish them because when you really mean it's awesome, it's awesome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Your tone of voice will change.
对, you sound very enthusiastic, whereas if you mean it in a sarcastic way, 你再讲一遍。
Yeah, awesome.
就听起来就是很不 awesome 的是吧？好的，那除了 awesome 呢，另外还有一个a word that starts with A,and it's used a lot.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
非常非常好的啊，很神奇的。但其实它在口语里面呢，我觉得这个词常常用来形容 experiences.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, how was the restaurant? Amazing.
How was the movie?
It was amazing.
Yeah. How was the date? 约会怎么样？
Oh, we had an amazing time.
对，哦，是 we had an amazing time 也常用的。
Yeah.
比如说if someone just came back from a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the trip was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like all of the amazing buildings and I met amazing people.
对对对 ate amazing food.
Amazing food, yeah.
对，反正总之就是 when you want to talk about experiences, amazing 是一个很好的词。
Mm-hmm, for sure, for sure.
好，那接下来 we want to look at a list of words, which I think are very similar in their usage, 用起来都很像的一组词。
Yeah, so the first word is wonderful.
这个大家肯定都知道啊，一个东西很好。Oh, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful, yeah. It's not a really manly word, but we do say it sometimes.
Oh, 所以你就说女生用的比较多是吧？
Yeah, I think it's like, it's just a little out of style, so we don't use it very much. Just maybe one time out of ten.
因为你说比较过时是吧、就是、我觉得也不是过时就是是一个很 old school old fashioned 的词 but it's still you know it's got its charm
yeah it is a good word and that's why we continue to say it sometimes
oh it's so wonderful
wonderful yeah
对而且我觉得语气也很重要 you have to say it like oh that's so wonderful 对不对好 what about this next word
yeah excellent、
mm-hmm.我觉得我以前在上学的时候 our teachers used this word a lot.
Yeah, I'll see this word in red, hopefully on my essay.
对，就是国外的老师 marking 批作业，如果这个学生非常好，他就会写 excellent.
Excellent job, yeah.
Excellent should be good 和 great 还要好嘛。
Yes, it is very high. It's excelling, right?
对 or someone excelled、mm-hmm. at something.
Exactly. It's kind of the best, almost the best.
对 Oh, that's excellent.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent, 我觉得就是形容也是 idea, 别人有一个什么想法一个创意 Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Excellent idea,、right? yeah. So it's good for giving a compliment.
对,称赞别人的时候。But I wouldn't really use it with very personal experiences. For example, how was the food?
Oh, the food was excellent, yeah.
Yeah, because excellent sounds more...professional.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we would just use it maybe more at...work or, you know, in school, like academia.
嗯，是的。好，那接下来的这一个呢，我觉得就很口语了 ，very colloquial.
嗯 ，yeah, yeah, terrific.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
How do we spell that?
Yeah, it's T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C.
Terrific.
Yeah, and it's the opposite of terrible.
是，比如 awesome opposite 是 awful, 就是很不好。
That's right, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so terrible 是很不好，但 today we're talking about terrific.
Terrific, yeah, so the stress is on the second syllable, terrific.
嗯，它这个 terrific 我觉得和那个 amazing 和 awesome 是很像的。
Yeah, so they're all similar. Amazing is just a lot more common.
Ah, 对. Terrific, 我觉得好像也是 British people tend to use it a bit more.
I think so, yeah. I think they might use it. I'm not British, so I can't say for sure, but I think they do. Yeah.
Terrific. 其实讲到这个英国人用的比较多的等一下我们还跟大家分享两个词哦。但现在再要说一个呢是美国口语里常用的就是Fantastic.
Right, fantastic, yeah. So this one is really if you want to emphasize that something is really good.
强调是吧?
Yeah, like when you're really excited about something, like maybe somebody got a promotion at work.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah, yeah, or if somebody got engaged.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
或者像 Connor, 他终于就是我把他搞到中国出差了。
Yeah.
然后我又问 Connor, 签证办下来了吗?他说今天就要去拿。I said, wow, that's fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah, I was quite excited.
对。好,那接下来啊, you reminded me of this little word, which I really like.
Yeah, neat.
Neat, N-E-A-T.
Mm-hmm. So this is, it's not fantastic, it's not amazing, it's sort of more like useful and cool or interesting.
Like small delight.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
就小确幸那种感觉。
Yeah, when I learn something new on my smartphone that helps me, like, I don't know, on maps or something, I thought, oh, that's really neat. I can do this now.
对，我也觉得好像一些 little hacks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
比如说这种 tech gadgets,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
你发现了一个很好很新奇的功能。Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, clever things.
对 like those, I don't know, robot vacuum.
Yeah, sure, that's neat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
自动吸尘器 Oh, that's so neat. 还有现在各种各样这种 AI 智能的东西，你都可以说 Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, but just be careful with this one. If you say it too much, it can be a little geeky.
Oh, geeky.Geeky 就是比较书呆子的东西。
A little bit, yeah.
好 ,OK, 那接下来 我们前面不是说 terrific 英国人用的比较多吗那接下来两个词我觉得也是 the Brits.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
use it
yeah.
all the time.
They do. They say this word brilliant.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's brilliant. I can't do the accent very well, but yeah, they say that's brilliant. And that just means that's great.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I say
yeah,
it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, sometimes I can do it, sometimes I can't.
这是一个我觉得也是 idea, but right? That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that's how we use it in America. That's a brilliant idea, but they just say it like...
To everything.
Yeah, exactly. They just say it to everything. Oh, that's brilliant.That's brilliant,
比如,
mate. Yeah.
我们中午吃麦当劳, let's grab McDonald's for lunch. That's brilliant.
Yeah, like...
还有一个我觉得英国人也喜欢用的就是 superb. That's superb.
Yeah, that's a little more British as well. Superb. Oh, that's superb. Yeah.
我觉得这里很重要就是大家都知道那个词 super.
Yeah, so that's a little different. The stress is on the second syllable.
对，因为它后面有个 b, right?、Mm-hmm. 然后重音是 superb.
Yeah, superb. Yeah,
superb.
Yeah.
好的 ，last but not least， 这个词 we saved the best.
Yeah.
For the best.
This word is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
Right.
从我们的语气里面，大家就可以听出来这个不能随便用的，你不能吃个麦当劳就 phenomenal. You only save this for really, really special things.
Mm-hmm. And I've never heard this word used sarcastically or in a negative way. It's always good.
Phenomenal.
Oh, phenomenal. That's great. That's very, very great. Yeah.
我经常听到一个人说他自己的伴侣很好啊，比如 My husband is phenomenal.
Yeah,
or yeah. He's a phenomenal cook. 就我老公烧菜烧特别好。
Yeah, yeah, because the word phenomenon means like strange or unique, but in this case, it just means there's nothing like that. It's so great.
一个 phenomenon 就是一个现象，对吧
That's right, yeah, yeah.
然后我觉得大家可以理解成 phenomenal 是一个现象级的东西，但在英语里面其实就是真的非常特别，你觉得非常非常好的体验，非常非常好的这些，大家可以用这个词。
Yeah, exactly.
好，那今天呢，我们教了大家哦，其实还蛮多不一样的方法来表达 good, very good, great。希望大家在日常生活里面为你的口语啊多添加一些 variation, 一些变化。然后呢，我们开言英语，不管是这个潘吉坚尼告诉你的脱口秀，还是我们全英语的会员课程，都会不断的教大家最实用地道而且容易掌握的英语口语。好，那我们的会员课程呢每天都会有更新，这个课程库里有六个级别，然后已经有1000多节主题非常丰富有趣实用的课程，而且天天会有一节新课，大家可以到我们的微信公众号，你点击菜单以后呢可以先免费的试用，之后在菜单里面也可以非常便捷的升级为会员。 OK, I think that was a terrific show.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome.It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. 我们希望大家也喜欢今天的节目 And we look forward to seeing you next time. 再见
Talk to you later.